Recently, I read this statement: the truth about Jesus Christ is the true test of all religions. If Jesus Christ is not honored and followed as the Son of the living God who died for our sins and rose again, you had better beware of that religion. You can be sure it is apostate. Having concluded chapter 1 of his second epistle, which deals with the true prophets of God, Peter now turns to the false prophets. In chapter 2 of his second epistle, verse 1, he says, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you." We might well wonder how a church with such a marvelous and miraculous beginning could be tainted with errors so soon and so easily. Well, the answer to this is, there is a living devil who does not waste time sowing his seeds of error among the ungodly and unbelieving. They belong to him. He is concerned about those who are proclaiming and living the truth. For this reason, wherever or whenever truth is taught, the devil will appear with his counterfeit. In the same verse, Peter proceeds to tell us of the strategy frequently used by false teachers in advancing fallacy among the people of God. He says, "Who privily shall bring in damnable heresies." Privately, as used here, means secretly, with a view to deceive. Bring in means literally to bring in alongside. That is, they bring in error and place it alongside of truth, seeking to cover up their deception. The untaught nominal Christian is an easy prey for this delusive method used by false teachers. Many people who call themselves Christians think that anything that bears the name of God or Christ must surely be all right. Usually, they are untaught and spend very little time with their Bibles searching the Scriptures. Now, the false teachers Peter is writing about were unsaved. We read in verse 1, "Even denying the Lord that bought them and bring upon themselves swift destruction." A person can't deny Christ and still be saved. These are not backsliders. They were never saved in the first place. They merely made a profession and went through the motions. These were apostates. Apostasy is a deliberate denial and rejection of Jesus Christ as the Son of God, after having professed him as Lord. The word Peter used for heresies in this first verse refers to self-chosen doctrines rather than those that have emanated from God. Heresy is will worship as opposed to God worship. But though the doctrines of men may ease the troubled conscience of troubled hearts temporarily, the final goal, Peter reminds us, is swift destruction. False teachers usually have a large following. You might wonder, if they are teaching error, how can they get such a large following? Well, Peter tells us how. He says, "Many shall follow their pernicious ways." It is not so much the false teaching they are disseminating, but the kind of lives they live. Of course, their lives are the result of their teaching. But under most false systems of doctrine, the unsaved can continue on in their sins with the promise of nothing to fear. The word pernicious used by Peter means unbridled lust and licentiousness. No wonder the false teachers were so popular. What they taught appealed to man's corrupt and sinful heart. Well, I will tell you, the situation isn't any different today. Tell an unsaved person that he can continue on in the paths of sin, that he can live for himself and still go to heaven, he will believe what you're saying immediately. But tell him he must bow to Christ to be saved, that bowing to Christ is more than making a profession of faith. It is committing oneself completely to God with the forsaking of sin, and probably he will not be interested. But in spite of what anybody thinks or says, the Bible tells us of the one way of salvation through Jesus Christ, who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." There is no other way into heaven other than through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The great tragedy is that many who follow false teachers in their false teaching do so with sincere hearts. Little do they realize that even though they are perfectly sincere in believing what they do, they are sincerely wrong. How often I have heard it said, "It doesn't make any difference what a person believes as long as he is sincere." Sincerity is a factor in salvation, but it is certainly not the determining factor. Sincerity alone has never taken anyone to heaven. On the other hand, it has sent millions to hell. Sincerity is not a safe guide. One of the things that disturbed Peter was the effect the false teachers' wicked lives had on the unbelieving world. Those outside the church would readily sense the hypocrisy within the church, and thus Peter says, "The way of truth shall be evil spoken of." Hypocrisy would be identified with Christians in general, causing unbelievers to consider all Christians as being the same. As the result, they will blaspheme and malign Christians and have no respect for the gospel whatsoever. Peter foresaw this. Thus, in his first epistle, chapter 2, verse 12, he says, "Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak evil against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation." If God's people are to point lost and dying men and women to Christ, they must not only speak the word, but live the word. Sound doctrine is best proved by right living. As is so often the case, we find that the false teachers of which Peter was speaking were not only guilty of lying about God's truth and of living immoral lives, they were also running a racket. They were getting rich quickly while draining their eager followers of their money. Peter writes in verse 3, "And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you." The poor, deluded followers of the false teachers thought they were being helped. Little did they realize that they were being used as fools for the selfish teachers who were making merchandise of them. Well, isn't it true? Many who have been duped by false teaching in our day do not imagine that they are the victims of selfish, money-grabbing religious racketeers. They are to be found on every hand. God says, "Be sure your sin will find you out." Sometimes it does, but only too late for those who have been deceived. Ultimately, all of it will be exposed at the great white throne judgment. Many of these false teachers get away with their wickedness on this earth. They're successful in hiding it. But the apostle informs us that the day is coming when all will be exposed and they will receive their just reward. Eternal misery. Peter says, "Whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not." This is to say that the condemnation God has pronounced on all false teachers will not be overlooked. Though they are permitted for a season to live in their pernicious ways, making merchandise of their prey, the swift destruction will soon come, and they will be cast into hell forever. My friend, do you know Christ, and are you living for Him? I hope so. If not, I hope you'll get right with God right now and receive Jesus as Lord of your life. God our Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit may move upon our hearts, that we shall be holy men for God, holy women for the Lord, that You will use us to manifest the glory of Christ. In His name, amen.